I've seen things along the way. I've seen some trouble in my short days, but through it all, I had no fear. You see, I have a friend who's always near, and if the sun were to fall, if the oceans were to dry, if the mountains were to crumble, I wouldn't bat an eye, for I stand upon the rock of all the ages, for no matter what may come, what storm around me rages, I stand upon what never changes. And sometimes it may seem bleak, but we're only humans, we are weak. But take it from me, when the road gets rough, he'll be there to pick you up. And if the sun were to fall, if the oceans were to dry, if the mountains were to crumble, I wouldn't bat an eye. I stand upon the rock, he's the rock of all the ages, for no matter what may come, what storm around me rages, I stand upon what never changes. I stand upon what never changes.
Every now and then, an old friend of mine that I haven't seen for a while, he wanders by and he asks me, how you doing? What's on your mind? He wonders why I'm not drinking or painting the old town red. I tell him I'm serving Jesus now, and the old man is dead. I used to such a wicked life, I had no hope inside, wandering around in the darkness, trying to find a little light. But then one night at a little church, after hearing what the preacher said, I gave my heart to Jesus Christ. Now that old man is dead. And the man you see before you may look a lot the same. Sure, I still wear some of the same old clothes. And I've got the same old name. But you're still looking on the outside. Oh, if you a brand new man, and the old man is dead. 'Cause the man you see before you, I may look a lot the same. Sure, I still wear some of the same.
Thank you, Brother Todd. Tell you one of the grandest things about being saved, one of the things that amazes me more than anything else, Bubba and Stacy and I, Brother Jeff, and some of these folks, we grew up together. Miss Vanessa, Brother Warren, I mean, we've known each other all our lives. And I remember Stacy's past, and I cut up with him about it, and he remembers mine. I remember Bubba's, and Bubba remembers mine, and me and Jeff, and me and Vanessa, and on and on and on. But God doesn't. That's one of the most amazing things to me, is God has forgotten my past. Amen. You see, I got born again. You ever been down to the hospital when a little baby is born? Brother Sanchez, they just had their little girl. And I usually go when a baby's born, but I called him, told him I didn't, that having this sickness, I didn't want to get around that baby. But when a baby's born, they'll say, oh, he's got his mama's eyes or his daddy's nose or this or that. But they don't ever talk about its past. Yeah. They don't ever say, you remember when it used to do this and when it used to. They don't never say, you know why? It doesn't have one. Yeah. And when you got saved, your past was gone. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. That's exactly what it was. It was past. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Take your Bible and turn to 2 Peter tonight. While you're turning there, Michael, why don't you stand up right there where you at? Michael, I pick at him quite a bit while I'm preaching for flirting and chasing the girl. And like I said, I'm glad he's not flirting with and chasing the boys, amen? And Michael has been, him and a couple of his buddies, have been pretty progressive down here at the Villarica High School in handing out gospel tracts. Well, they have like a courtyard down at the school, and just recently he had another little old boy that went down to the tent revival last week and got saved, and he started helping them hand out tracts. Well, this last week, they decided to carry that thing a step further, and they started preaching. Amen. At the public school. They can't do nothing about it before school starts. Well, the principal approached Michael, and when Brother Robbie started telling me this, I thought, uh-oh, they're going to tell him he can't do it. The principal approached Michael and said, hey, why don't we do it this way? I want you to do it up here at the bus where they unload all the buses. He said, I want you to do it right there every morning. He said, we'll organize this thing and do it right. He said, you can even have different preachers come. Amen, brother. Ain't that about it? Thank you, Michael. Don't tell me it don't work to take a stand. Amen. You take a stand, people will get behind you. Amen. That's a blessing. He said, Brother Robbie was telling me he went to school one day last week and said they got up that morning, was having a bad morning, and fussing and fighting at the house, and a little rebellion out of the knothead, They got to school and there's some of those people that, what do they call it? Gothic. Them Gothic people started calling him a Jesus freak. And said, old Michael stopped and he thought about it and he, yeah, I am. Amen. 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 So I just thought that was a blessing. Amen. I'm going to preach a simple, real short tonight. But I brought this message at a bonfire that our teenagers had some while back. And the Lord began to deal with my heart about it. And I thought I'd revisit that for a little bit tonight, if it's all right with you. Sometimes, as Christians, we can get in a rut. We can do it. I can do it. You can do it. I've done it as your pastor. Just get in a rut, kind of lose the joy and the excitement. Listen, we know how to have church around here. There's no doubt about it. We've been doing it. I mean, you take Bubba and I, all our lives. His daddy's a pastor, still pastoring, I believe. And we've been in this thing, I mean, since I was 4 years old, I've been in church my entire life. I don't have to have somebody tell me how to have church. Amen? And you don't have to have somebody tell you when to have church. You know when to say amen. Is that right? Amen. You know when to come to the altar. That's exactly right, isn't it? And we can get hung up in a rut. Listen, I know churches that if they had services like we have, they would come unscrewed. They would call what we have around here a great revival. They literally would. We have people who come in here from other places and they go, wow, man, that's why people love to come to our camp meeting from all over the place. Just to get a little bit of this spirit and this flavor. Amen. Them Yankees come down here, they love it. We got a fellow sitting back there now from New York. Amen. They come down here and they love it. But sometimes we can just be going through the motion. Amen. Tonight, in 2 Peter, chapter number 1 and verse number 13, I want you to look what he said. He said, yea, I think it meet. Somebody said, what's that mean? I believe it's necessary. Yes, sir. I think it's important. Yes, sir. As long as I am in this tabernacle, watch what he says, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Yes, sir. He said, I think as long as I'm here, I think it's necessary, as long as I'm around, I need to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Some of you have forgotten just what it is that God has done for you. He says, I'm going to be a constant reminder to you of what God has done for you and what God has done in your life. Amen. Hey, you know what? I love to stir people up. I'm an instigator. Amen. I'm going to get something started. I want to get something going. Amen. I do not like boring. Amen. I hate boring with a passion. We freak visitors out around here sometimes. I mean, it's fun to sit up here. I wish you could see it. And Miss Legina get to shouting. Or Brother Tony's wife would get to shouting. And people's eyes just get, whoa, what? I thought that said Baptist on that sign. Hey, Baptist was shouting before there ever was a Pentecost. Amen. We all right? We ought to get stirred up when we run around as boys on Friday night. You know what we did? I mean, this was before they had all the stuff they got in Dallas now. There was literally nothing to do in Paulding County. But ride around in circles and fight. That's about it. That's all there was to do. And we'd ride around the Paulding Plaza round and round and round. We called it cruising, didn't we, Bob? We was cruising the plaza. And that just every few minutes you'd hear a yee-haw! Somebody drinking and hollering and pitching a fit. Amen. We're stirred up. Yeah. Didn't even know what we stirred up about. Amen. But I'm glad we got something to be stirred up about tonight. Amen. This whole world's stirred up. This gay pride crowd is stirred up. Yeah. Amen. They stirred up. Hey, man, listen to me. They's always been homosexual. They's always been homosexuals. There's homosexuals way back in the Bible. Amen. But now they're just voicing their lifestyle and their opinions. Amen. Everybody's voicing about this and about that. You listen to talk radio. Good night. I can't take so much of it. I have to cut it off. Put in some preaching or something. I mean, everybody's fussing and fighting over this. Brother Tommy said some school kids, they went on a field trip to a mosque, and they made them kids get down and pray in that mosque. They ain't brought them no field trip over here. Everybody's all up in the air about all their causes. There's only one cause in America. There's only one cause in the world worthy of getting stirred up about. There's only one cause that I know of that is worthy about getting all stirred up over and voicing our opinion over, and that's the cause of Calvary and the cause of Christ and the blood that He shed to keep sinners out of hell. And I want us to get stirred up about it again. Amen. Stir you up. Amen. You know how you ever get around, especially teenagers. I've dealt with them as long as I've been in the ministry. You get two girls that's a little bit mad at each other, and then you got one that wants to stir it up. They run back and forth and back. She said, "Will you tell her?" And then go back. "Well, she said, will you tell her?" But is she just wanting to keep it going? Amen. There's always people in school, Bubba and them will tell you, and Brother Jeff, there's always some boy in school, he's always trying to get somebody to fight. He would never fight. Amen. He wasn't there fight. He just wanted to see one. Yeah. Amen. Me, Brother Stacy's pointing at me. Bubba's pointing at Stacy. Amen. That's an instigator. You know what my job is as a pastor? I'm your instigator. Yes, sir. I'm your instigator. When we as teenagers, a fight never started with a blow. I don't know if anybody's realized that. It starts out with this. You push each other. You push each other. And finally somebody gets pushed so far and then they think they get smacked. Amen? And my job, I'm pushing you. I'm trying to get you stirred up. I'm trying to get you riled up about what it is God has done in your life. We don't have to wait on camp meeting to get here to get stirred up about the things of God. We need to get the excitement back in our bus routes. We need to get the excitement back. Do you remember the first time you taught that Sunday school class? Come on, talk to me. The first time you got to stand up before those children or before those adults you teach, man, you were excited, you prepared. It was all you could do to go to sleep on Saturday night. Where has that excitement gone? We're still doing the same thing. We're teaching the same Bible. We're singing the same songs. We're serving the same Lord. We ought to get excited. Sometimes the only time some of you clap over being saved is when we sing Somebody Touch Me. And you get to stand up on the day of the week you got saved. Amen. Do you ever just stop and clap your hands and say hallelujah? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank God that I ain't in hell. Amen. You get stirred up about this thing. When camp meeting gets here, I would like for these visiting preachers and these other people that are visiting from out of state and everywhere else, I'd like for them to come in on the first night and go, wow, this done started. Yeah. I'd like to be able to stand up in the pulpit and say, no, it started back in September. We had a move of God blow through here, and some people confessed their sin and got right with God and got right with each other, and God's putting families together, and God's mending bitterness and broken hearts, and God's saving sinners, and man, we're just stirred up around here. Amen. How long has it been since you got stirred up? Oh, you stirred up all right. You get stirred up about the wrong things. Amen. A few weeks ago, we had a work day down at our hunting club. And man, we was plowing fields and picking up junk and trash and weed eating and putting up posted signs. Everybody there, buddy. Talking about them deer. Some of them are so secretive about their little spot. Amen. Get mad if they think you know where they're hunting at. Amen. They stirred up. They're getting excited about what's coming. Opening day of hunting season. Well, listen, on sinners, it's open season. Yeah. On serving God, it's open season. Year round, it don't never close. We ought to get excited about the things of God again. We ought to get excited about our junior churches. Old Brother Greg, where's he at? How dare him preach on Sunday morning, have three saved, and lay out on Sunday night? I think he's at work, actually. Man, we ought to get excited about that. I get excited every Sunday when I pull up and them kids are filing off them buses. That just fires me up, friend. Amen. That just excites me when I see those kids getting off those buses, and in my heart, I'm walking to my office and I'm thinking, boy, God is going to do something on this place today. And I get excited. I can't help but get excited about it. Amen. I'll never forget when I first started preaching. I'll just name the church. They had me to preach a youth service at Pumpkin Vine Baptist Church on Dallas Highway. I love them folks. My cousin pastored there for years. But I went over there to preach. And I just preached. The pastor came to me when it was over and said, "You need to lay off caffeine, friend." I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "You need to calm down." He said, "If you keep preaching like that," he said, "you're not going to last 3 or 4 years." He said, "You're going to wear your throat completely out. You've got to tone it down or you're not going to last." I'm still preaching and he ain't. I'm still in the ministry and he's out. My throat has not gotten weaker. It's gotten stronger. Why? Because I've kept the excitement of God burning down in my soul and I don't want to let it go. I'm smart enough to realize when I'm in a rut. Yeah. Amen. Can you stir your own self up? Huh? Can you stir your own self up? Amen. Man, the preaching ain't got to be hot for you to be stirred up. Amen. You can be stirred up and excited while we're preaching through the Ten Commandments and I'm peeling your hide, calling you a thief and a robber. Amen. You can be stirred up when Brother Freddie's preaching and right in your face, spitting all over three rows, telling you you're sorry and wicked as all get out. Amen. You can still be stirred up. Amen. I don't see how some of you exist with the attitudes you carry. We sing Amazing Grace and it looks like it's killing it. Amen. Let's get stirred up about the things of God. Let me give you 3 or 4 little areas where we ought to get stirred up. We ought to get stirred up about our salvation. Hear what I said? We ought to get stirred up about our salvation. Oh, David said, "Lord, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." We ought to just get happy again over being saved. How many of you saved? Say amen.
Amen.
You're as close to hell right now as you will ever be. You ought to get happy about it. The Bible said, "Happy is that people whose God is the Lord." Amen. I don't want to have to change the name of our church, but if some of you don't get stirred up, we're going to have to change it to Grumpy Valley Baptist Church. Gossip Valley Baptist Church. Bitterness Valley Baptist Church. No, friend, it's happy. Happy. Amen. Happy goes along with good time. Happy goes along with hot dog and oh boy. Whoopee. Hallelujah. We ought to get stirred up about our salvation.
Yes,
I grew up in church all my life. I mean, from the time I was 4 years old, Brother Jay started putting me on a bus and hauling me to church. But when I was 19 years old at a New Year's Eve party, I realized, Brother Freddie, what I had was a phony. What I had wasn't real, that I'd faked it all those years, and I was on my way to hell. I crawled up in the front yard of Jay's house, and he led me to Christ, and I got saved, and I'm going to stay excited about it. Amen. How long has it been since you just got alone somewhere and said, "Woo-hoo!" You've forgotten, hadn't you? I was about as low as a sinner could be. When I say I crawled up under that pine tree, I literally crawled up under that pine tree. Lost. Lost. Something in my heart said, "If you'll just get to Christ."
Amen, preacher.
He's the only one who can help you.
Yes, sir, that's right.
If you'll just get to Jesus. And you know what? He didn't say, "I'll get back to you." He didn't say, "Well, sign up for this class." I said, "Lord, could you save somebody like me?" Listen, y'all know my testimony. I was about half lit. Oh, it got quiet. And I've been all the way lit ever since. Amen. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, could you save somebody like me? And the Lord said, right now. Right now, right here. I've never got over it. It just gets better and better and better and better. But if we'll allow it, we'll allow our circumstance, we'll allow people and the actions of others to come in and rob us. How many of you remember the feeling you felt when you got saved? I mean, right then and there, you felt that. That's how you know. We're not saved based on a feeling, but thank God, I feel it. If you get saved and you don't feel no different, you probably ain't. I'm serious. Brother, when that weight of sin lifted off me, brother, I felt different. Brother Fred, you feel different. Bubba, you and Stacy feel different. Stacy, you look different. Amen. I believe God changed countenance on your face. Amen. And that was the weirdest thing. I got saved. I hated half the people in that church because I knew they was hypocrites. And I went in that first Sunday morning, sat on the toward the back on the right-hand side, me and my little wife, and she didn't know everybody, and I was pointing them out. I said, there's old brother so-and-so, and I'd start crying, I love him. God did that, man. I said, God did that. He put something down. Hey, how do you get over it? I've had those very people that I admired and loved talk about me behind my back. Oh, let's go have a pity party. And pat our little backs. I'm not mad. I'm just hurt. I wish I had a dollar for every time I heard that. We'd pay this building off tonight. Amen. I'd call them people in the morning and say, we're putting $600,000 in the mail, Jack. Hallelujah. Not mad. I'm just hurt. How do we do it? Why do we allow every little nitpicking thing? Somebody wrote something about you on Facebook. So what? If it's the truth, confess it and get right. Yes, sir. If it's a lie, laugh about it and go on. Yes, sir. Amen. We okay?
Yes, sir.
Are you going to allow somebody who ain't got nothing better to do than lie about you on a computer to rob you of what Jesus done in your heart? He saved your soul, the greatest miracle. I love Ashley's story. I love the miracle of the cancer being healed. But being saved is a greater miracle than that. That's the greatest thing ever happened to any man, woman, boy, or girl, is that Christ changed their destination. I was headed to hell, friend, and so were you. But by His grace and His mercy and His love, and because of the shed blood of Calvary, I'm on my way to heaven when I die. Woo! That's exciting stuff. Amen. I remember this, every big trip my wife and I have ever taken. When we went to Hawaii, that was the first time we'd ever really went somewhere. I mean, brother, that was cool. We was going to Hawaii. Before we went to Hawaii, I mean a month or two before we went to Hawaii, she had read everything there was to read about Hawaii. She could tell you the culture and the religion and the history and the blah, 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 blah. And I got sick of hearing about Hawaii. You know what it was? She's excited about where she is going. Huh? You must not be real excited about heaven. You ain't read the brochure, amen? Man, you get excited about being saved, you don't want to hear what the Lord had to say to you, amen? Lord, to get stirred up about our salvation. Excited. Excited. Does the people you work with know you're excited about being saved?
Yes, sir.
Do they know? Do they know? Come on. I guarantee you. Now, Michael, please, son, just stay strong, okay? You're not all that good looking.
Okay.
I mean, you ain't got a whole lot going for you.
Talking about you?
No, about you. But I bet you I could go to Villarica High School tomorrow, stop any kid, say, you know Michael Mooney? Oh, you talking about that guy that screams and hollers out in the courtyard every morning? Yeah, I know it. Amen. They probably would. You talking about that guy? Hey, he may not have the popularity of the captain of the football team, but everybody in that place knows who he is, and they know. I'd say, hey, you reckon he's saved? Oh, yeah, Michael saved. That's a Jesus freak right there. Yeah. Amen. We got too many closet Christians. I wish the gays would go back in and shut the door. Yeah. Amen. Sir, you want to kiss on boys? Help yourself. It's your business. Don't march it up and down my street. Amen. Y'all all right? Yes, we got too many closet Christians. Yeah. You ever been at work and found out somebody, actually they slipped up and said something and you went, you go to church? Yeah. You go to church? Yeah. Amen. You get stirred up about your salvation, people are going to know it. Right after I got saved, hadn't been no time. I got saved on New Year's Eve, January. When's duck season open? December. I got saved on New Year's Eve, two or three days after I got saved. I mean, just wasn't no time. Me and Timmy Malden and Keith Ferguson was going duck hunting down here at Peggy Cole Bridge in the swamp. I had a hole in my waders. We were breaking ice going in. I had a 1964 Sears and Roebuck 12-gauge shotgun. I had just professed to all my buddies, hey, I go hunt with you, but I can't party with you no more. I got saved. I got to stop all that mess. I'm telling you, I got Jesus in my heart. They kept telling me, they said, oh, Ed's got religion. That's what they said. I'm glad I got more than religion. I'm glad I got Jesus. Amen. Yes. I'm glad I got more than that. But brother, them old wood ducks started coming in, looked like B-52 bombers. And I shot one shot with that shotgun and went to eject the shell, put another, have a bullet in the gun come out in that swamp. Timmy and Keith, and boom, 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 they shooting them ducks, and I'm cussing that shotgun like a blue streak. And by the time I quit shooting, they were both standing there going, you lost your religion. You lost your religion right here. Yeah, I lost my religion, but thank God I didn't lose my salvation. Amen. When I first got saved, they said it won't last. It won't last 6 months. Ha, ha, ha. About half the ones who said that, I got to lead them to the Lord. Yeah. Amen. We led Timmy to the Lord in his living room. Hallelujah. Amen. Slowly, but surely I get to see my friends come to know the Christ I know. Amen. Maybe I'm not tooting my horn, but maybe they're looking at me and going, maybe there was something to that. Yeah. Maybe there was something to that. Maybe what he got out of love was pretty real. Him and Angie, boy, they married so young, we didn't ever think they'd make it. They'd been married, somebody told me they'd been married 27 years. Wow, there must be something to that. Yeah, yeah. Amen. Yeah. Let those people you work with know you're excited. Yes, sir. About serving God. Yes, sir. About being saved. Yes. Let them know you're excited about going to heaven when you die. I wonder how many of you will get to work tomorrow and say, hey, we had three people saved at church yesterday. You'll talk about golfing, you'll talk about hunting, you'll talk about fishing. Why not talk about what the Lord's doing? Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. I know it's hard to do when you ain't been doing it in front of them in the past. It'd be a good time to start. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Are you stirred up about being saved tonight? Yeah. Hey, listen, man, it's been 26 years since I got saved. I think I'm more excited about it tonight, Brother Fred, than I was then. You know why? I'm closer to going to heaven now than I was then. Yeah. Amen. I know more now than I knew then. Yes, sir. Amen. You know who comes to the altar most around here? Baby Christians. Yeah. People ain't been saved very long. You know who shouts and praises the Lord first, the most around here? Folks that ain't been saved very long. How dare us? Yeah. David said, yet will I praise thee the more. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. I got more. Listen, kid. How old are you? 12. I got way more to shout about than you do.
Yeah.
Amen. How old are you? 8. I got way, way, way more to shout about than you do. Why? Because God's done more in my life. Amen. How dare we sit around and look at these young people fighting over the front row? I'm talking about it after fellowship. Was like, get out of my spot. Move, move, move. I couldn't pay some of y'all sit down here. I couldn't pay. I told somebody the other day, they said, Stacy Bullock coming to your church? I said, yeah, and he sits on the front row. And they went, no. I swear, no. I said, yeah, man, right there. Right there on the front row. It was at the store. Bubba was in there. I forgot who it was. Might have been one of them Morgan boys. I was somebody. Hey, man, they're excited about church. Yeah. Oh, I'm just running rabbits, but good night. Won't you get stirred up? Yeah, won't you sing like Jeremiah does? Yeah. Well, you talk about shouting freaking visitors out. Let's all start singing like Jeremiah does. Hey, he wouldn't have everybody in the whole church's attention if you'd keep up with him. Yeah. Y'all all right? That kid standing there and sing, I can see all the way down his throat and his little toe. I mean, it's like a straight shot to the bottom. Let her rip tater chip. That's my motto. Amen. Let's get stirred up about being saved. When we sing about it, let's act like we know what we're singing about. Amen. Hey, before I got saved, I sung all them hymns just like you do. Boy, that first Sunday morning back, after that Friday night, New Year's Eve, and they started singing Amazing Grace, it had a different twang to it. Amen. It had a little different something on there, boy. I thought, I've sung Amazing Grace all my life. It ain't never been that good before. You know why? Now I knew something about Amazing Grace. Wasn't just a song anymore. It was what I had experienced two nights before. Amen. Let's get excited about being saved. Yeah. Amen. Let's let the world know we're excited about what the Lord. We ought to be happy people. Amen. I know we have problems, but you shouldn't gripe more than you rejoice. Right. You shouldn't. Yeah. Amen. Let's get stirred up about our salvation. Let's get stirred up about serving God. Yeah. Amen. I'll be honest with you. I know some of y'all have, or you may not. I know Brother Robbie didn't like it when he flat out told me he didn't like it. Me traveling and preaching off. He said, preacher, I just don't like it when you're gone. Well, every pastor probably couldn't do that. But it's what God called me to do. I took the month of July off. Y'all know how long it's been since I took a month off? I was here every service for a month. I took almost the entire month of September off. Amen. I preached one meeting in August. That was it. I slowed her down. And there'd be days I didn't know what to do myself. I mean, something don't feel right. I've slept in the same bed too many nights in a row. Amen. I love preaching. I enjoy it. I'm fixing to get cranked up, wide open again. I'll be in Louisville, Kentucky next week. Me and Tony Shirley preaching together. On the family. They're calling it a family revival. Boy, I like that. Yeah. Amen. I think I'm gonna preach on that seventh commandment. Thou shalt not commit adultery. I may just let her rip some. That'll help the family, amen. I love to preach. One preacher said, I get out of preaching every time I can. I get in it every time I can. Amen. Somebody said, why you preach so long? I like it. Why you eat so much? Amen. You like it. Y'all all right? This is what I do. This is my service for God. I enjoy it. Amen. I don't come to church thinking, boy, I'll be glad when this is over. According to who's preaching. Amen. I'm kidding. If Brother Tommy's preaching, I'm like, oh, Lord, no. I'm kidding. I told Brother Tony Shirley, we was in a meeting together one time, and somebody preached before me. No, Tony told me. And he said, you ready to preach? I said, I sure am. He said, I know it. He said, ain't but two things make you want to preach worse. That's bad preaching and good preaching. And it was bad preaching. I love to preach. What? Remember I asked you the other day, what is your ministry? What is it that you do for God? Are you excited about it?
Yes.
How many preachers we got in here? Y'all raise your hand. Man, that's a sack full. How many of you remember your first sermon? I can tell you what I preached, where I preached from.
Yes, sir.
I can tell you how long I preached. I preached about 5-10 minutes, had 5 pages of notes. Now look at that, that's what I got. If I had 5 pages, y'all better bring your supper, amen. You know how long I studied for that one message? 3 weeks, Brother Fred. 3 weeks. They gave me 3 weeks. Y'all give me 3 weeks advance to get ready. You're in trouble, amen. Excited, man. Sitting on the front pew while they were singing, the special singing, I went to the bathroom and puked. That's how bad my nerves were tore up. Is that excitement still there? You ask Brother William Collins. He sits right here on this platform with me and makes the announcements every Sunday morning. If he had a dollar for every time and said, boy, my nerves are tore out of frame. Have you ever heard me say that? Oh, Lord. I mean, just get to fretting. He said, preacher, you've done this 1,000 times. Yeah, and it's just as good as it was the first time. Amen. It's just as good. What about that Sunday school lesson? Does it still excite you like it did the first time you taught it? What about that bus route? Hey, remember the first Saturday you visited on that bus?
Yeah.
I bet you visited longer than you did yesterday. Y'all don't die on me. I'm just saying, get stirred up about it again. This is not what we have to do for God. This is what we get to do for God. I prayed before I come in here this evening. I said, Lord, I can't believe you're really going to let me do this again. You know what? I liken it to this. We went to, my brother-in-law works at Six Flags, has for years. He runs the carpenter shop over there. And one time a year, right before the park, it's either, all my family's in the nursery. When is it, Kate, when they have the family thing? It's in the fall, isn't it? Yeah, like in the fall, right before the park closes for the thing, year or whatever. They have employee night. Ain't nobody there but employees. They have restaurants open. You can eat for free. Now, that's the way to go Six Flags, amen? And they don't open all the rides, but just a select amount of rides. And ain't no line. We rode that roller coaster that you lay down. Superman. We rode Superman. And this is what preaching's like to me. This is what I do for God. This is the way it feels to me. We got to the end of the ride, and old Jimmy, my brother-in-law, he's laying down. We're flying like Superman. We got to the end. He looked up at that little girl running the ride, and he went, and she just let her rip, son. We went around and around. We just stayed on that thing as long as we want. Amen. You know what? That first time around, it was exciting. That sixth time around, it was still exciting. That seventh time around, I said, I can't take it again. Then we got over there to that thing that takes you way up in the air and just drops you. Acrophobia. That thing went up. Old Jimmy, he's right beside me. That thing takes you up, and just all of a sudden, phew, I mean, brother, you gone. We got down to the bottom, Jim went. I said, no. But I love preaching, man. It's like getting to ride all the rides for free. It's like getting to eat all ice cream for free. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful thing to serve the Lord. You know what David said? David said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper at the house of God than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. How about that? Hey, if you park in that parking lot over there on Sunday mornings, it's a good chance I'll hold the door for you when you come in. You know why? I love it. That's God's door. Amen. When you clean this church, Sister Stacy, it's God's church. It's an honor to do something for Him, even if it's something nobody sees or nobody knows. It's an honor to bring fried chicken to some of God's hurting little old children when somebody's died. Yeah. Amen. I asked Brother Stacy, y'all help me remember, Miss King, for our big day. I asked him if he'd just cook the meat for us. He said he would. Right in the middle of the rut, too, big boy. But he said he would. It'd be an honor. It'd be an honor. Yeah, for you to get to cook for somebody like me. Amen. Are you excited about what it is you do for God? Hey, sound man, you excited? Oh, yeah, that's God's soundboard you own up there. Amen. Hey, it's up to you how your preacher sounds on Sunday morning. Yeah. Old James just sits up there in that crow's nest. Don't nobody ever see him or know he's there unless I'm down here going. I think he's up there reading the deer hunting magazine, to be honest with you. We need to get excited about our salvation. We ought to be excited about our service for God. Amen. Hey, I know Brother Freddie told me they had, I forgot, right around 30 in the Bible Institute last Monday night. That's pretty doggone good. 30. Now here's what we experience every year. A good start. And throughout the year, they fall off little bit by little bit, and they wind up with a handful at the end. You know why? They lose the excitement. I promise you, the last lesson will be as exciting and as good and as fresh as the first one. We start getting excited about learning the Bible. You know what that's doing? That's equipping you to do something for God. If you come out of Brother Freddie and Brother Charles' classes, all to be able to pluck you out of their Sunday school classes and put you somewhere where you can serve. Why? Because you've been taught the Bible, friend. Amen. Well, it got quiet. What I'm saying is don't lose the excitement over it. Hang in there. Get all you can. Amen. Somebody said, how did Brother Freddie get all? He hung in there. He stayed excited and hungry for the Word of God. Amen. Let's get stirred up about our salvation. Let's get stirred up about service. Listen, let's get stirred up about souls. Amen. I tell you, it stirred me up last Saturday when we walked out of this parking lot. Out of all them people, Brother Charles and I spent the majority of our time together. Out of all those people, only one man. I don't know how many tracts we handed out, Brother Charles. There's a slew of them. Only one man looked at Brother Charles and went, one. Y'all may have had some, but we didn't. People were appreciative and telling us thank you. Man, that stirred me up. You know what I think? Well, you know what I think? I think God is getting Villa Rica ready for something. They had this little old tent meeting right down the road last week. Brother Robbie said it was wonderful. Said people were showing up excited about it. Wow. Brother Anthony wants to have one over by his lake. That'd be hard to keep my mind on preaching, brother. Them bass go to jumping. Amen. Amen. We ought to get excited about seeing people saved. Amen. I watched. This morning, Brother Greg came in, stood up in that balcony. He was telling me three people got saved. And I announced it, and some of y'all went, you deadhead. You'd get more excited if I said somebody won the lottery. That's how carnal we are. Yeah. Amen. We ought to be excited about seeing people get saved. Amen. And the more we do this and the more we do that, what we did last Saturday, the more we're going to see. Yeah. Amen. I seen old, of course, Kyle. There he is. I seen old Kyle over in the parking lot. Had two little old boys cone it up. I looked over there and was it Lydia Latour? One of the Latour girls. She had two little old boys, or two. Two little boys. That little girl preached to them two boys for 45 minutes. Every time they'd start to walk back up, she said, now, wait a minute. I mean, she was letting her roll, boy. Then old Kyle come back over and say, hey, them two boys got saved. Woo! We get excited, but we get excited over the wrong stuff. I want to see the Braves win the World Series for Bobby Cox. This is his last year as our coach. Amen. I'd love to see them take it all away. I don't think they're going to. I don't think they're going to make the playoff. But boy, if they did, I'd get excited. Oh yeah. I'd Tommy Hawk them all away, boy. But I'm not going to get excited about that and not get excited about this. Yeah. Amen. Three people got saved. Yes. T.J. Kimmel had a revival meeting in Jamaica. People I will never see till I get to heaven. Yeah. Did you get that? Yeah. I'm going to get to see them. Yeah. That excites me. Yeah. To hear God is moving and God is working somewhere. Steve Swofford calls me tomorrow and said, Brother Eddie, we had 50 saved at our church yesterday. I'm going to shout the roof off.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. If we had everybody in this county saved and wanting to get excited and serving God, they ain't enough churches to hold them. Amen. We're not in competition with Bible-believing churches. Man, last Saturday morning, hey, I know it sounds like I'm tooting our whistle, but I promise you, I'll say this humbly. There was 11 or 12, I counted them, churches in the parade. You know how many churches there were in the parade the first year we came here? Two. We had the first Pentecostal church of Villa Rica said, can we come in and pray with y'all?
Yeah. Amen.
Wonder if somebody's noticing the excitement about what we do.
Yeah.
Amen. We're excited about our service. Listen, we ought to get excited about salvation, get excited about souls. Amen.
Yes,
we ought to get excited about our service, and we ought to get excited about the second coming of the Lord.
Yes,
amen. We ought to get fired up about that, man.
Yeah.
I standing on the porch of the church one day at White Oak after I first got saved. Brother Earl standing there talking. I just going like this. He said, boy, what are you doing? I said, practicing. He said, for what? I said, the rapture. Amen. Amen. I remember out there I got saved. I used to watch the sky. Amen. I got me a compass and figured out which way east was. It's yonder way. And I started watching that eastern sky. I thought, boy, I'd like to actually see it. Just catch it. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited about going to heaven. I really am. Brother Allen told me today after that funeral was over, he said, I don't see how you do this all the time. Brother, there was a time it put me in a depression like I've never known in my life. When all those people were dying, it was bad. It done something to me. You deal with that much heartache, it'll put you down, boy, if you love people. And Brother Allen said today, he said, I don't see how you do this all the time. He said, I hate funerals. I do too. I hate broken hearts. I hate hurting people. But guess what? I'm going to a place, Brother Allen, where they don't do that there. Jay Collins won't have no job in heaven. Hallelujah. Unless the Lord wants him to be the mayor or something, amen. He ain't going to be running no funeral home, friend. Amen. Hey, there ain't no tombstone carvers up there. Hallelujah. There ain't no casket builders up there. There ain't no grave diggers up there. That's where I'm headed, friend. Amen. Hey, the Bible said there ain't going to be no crying. Woo! Won't you get stirred up about it? It could be tomorrow. I wonder if the Lord had have told us exactly when He's coming. And it was tomorrow. I wonder how many people will be here tonight. I'm going to give that some thought. I wonder how many, if the Lord was coming on Monday, September the 20th, 2010, they probably wouldn't even went home from the service this morning. They'd have just stayed. They'd have been peeking in the windows. Amen. I wonder if you'd live a little differently today if you knew Jesus. I wonder if you'd have come to the altar. I don't know for a fact He's coming tomorrow, and I can't make any predictions, but I know for a fact this, He could. He could. This could be the last service we have together here on this earth. The next meal we eat could be the marriage supper of the Lamb. Woohoo! Let that sink in on you real good. Some of y'all are already sitting there thinking, I wish He'd hush, I'm starving. What if Jesus was your waiter? Woohoo! Hallelujah! Hey, you used to preach, you're crazy. No, that's for real, friend. One of these days, the next meal I eat will be the marriage supper of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Are you excited about going to heaven? You know, I still hear this, and I used to say it all the time. People would say, where are you going? Hell, if it don't change my way. What a dumb statement.
Yeah.
We used to say it all the time. Where are you going, man? Going to hell if I don't change my ways. What an idiot. Change your ways, man. Get saved. There's a church sign. Somebody told me about it. I didn't see it. Maybe I did. It was in a book. We saw it at Cracker Barrel. That's what it was. And this church sign said this: where will you spend eternity? Smoking or non-smoking? Amen. I'll take that non-smoking section, friend. Hallelujah. I'm going to heaven when I die. Amen. I remember, I didn't get saved because I wanted to go to heaven. I wasn't even thinking about it. I got saved because I didn't want to go to hell. About 3 days later, it hit me. Not only are you not going to hell, Bubba, you're going to heaven when you die. I said, well, glory. Amen. When Barry Ferguson called me, however, 5, 6 years ago, however long it was, and said, would you take 7 days off for me? Could I get you on a Sunday? I said, nope, you know I don't leave my church on Sunday. He said, well, me and my wife want to take you all expense paid to Hawaii. I said, yeah, I can for this occasion, amen. We got excited when we realized we're really going to Hawaii. Can you believe it? I bet you my wife said 100 times when we went to Australia this year on that airplane, can you believe we're really going to Australia? No, honey, I can't. 10 minutes later, can you believe? Then we got to Australia. Can you believe we're in Australia? I mean, really, that's the other side of the world, man. We were flipped out. Can you believe we're on our way to heaven? We're on our journey right now. The trip has already begun. We are on our way to heaven. Hallelujah. I like that old song, when the saints go marching in. Yeah. Amen. And that ain't a theme song to a football team in Louisiana. Yeah. Amen. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Yeah. When we all get to heaven, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Yeah. Yeah.
When they ring those golden bells for me. Right. I'm talking about heaven, friend. It's going to fix all this.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It's going to fix it. It's going to fix the sinus problem. I got knots in my neck right now. You can feel them. It just feels like little round balls, marbles. I don't know what they are. Probably tumors. I don't know. Ain't going to be none of that, Brother Fred. No more marriage counseling? Not one. No more anointing with oil in my office.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
No more bad. I won't be afraid to answer my cell phone in heaven.
Yeah.
Every time my phone rings in heaven, hello! Because I know there won't be nothing bad on the other end. Lord, I'm just down the road. I'll be right there. Amen. Come on. Are you excited about going to heaven? Sister Amanda told me a while ago, said, keep praying for me. That'd fix it. Yeah. Amen.
Right,
that'd fix it. Hey, Shane, I believe heaven would grow a leg.
Hey.
How about that?
Amen.
Amen. By the way, we took up that offering, got him that new wheelchair, and it had dead batteries in it. Another church heard about it, took up an offering, and bought him batteries for his new wheelchair. Hallelujah. I've always said this, and I know it's not true, but I like it. Just outside of heaven's gates, the biggest junkyard you'll ever see. It's full of walkers and canes, wheelchairs, prosthetic limbs, yeah, false teeth, glasses, toupees. Amen. I'm almost done. Brother Todd, if you'd get us a song, I'd appreciate it. Maybe, Sister Janet's still back there? Yeah. Maybe if her and Elizabeth could come and sing When He Takes Me By the Hand, leads me through the promised land. Boy, that'd be good, wouldn't it? Most of you, if you were a part of our church before we moved here, you remember little Wanda. Little Wanda, she's my age, but she's a little bitty lady. She had what they call spinal bifida. She lived her life in a wheelchair. She always said, "Brother Eddie, if I could get out of this wheelchair, I'd kick your butt." She'd say it all the time, because I pestered her to death. When we were building on the building over there, we had a work day. I came in, Wanda was laying on her belly, scooting herself across the floor, painting the trim. She said, "I found something I can do, preacher." Just days before she died, she said, "Brother Eddie, don't forget, when we get to heaven, me and you's gonna race." She's already there. Them little legs are fine. Boy, ain't gonna be good. I'm going. I don't think I'll wait till I get there to sing and shout the victory. Read the last verse of 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, would you? "But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory." It's already been won, friend. None claim it right now. First time I heard that song, "Victory in Jesus," after I got saved, oh boy, I liked how to fit. Are you stirred up about it tonight? Are you stirred up about being saved? Are you stirred up about people dying without God and going to hell? Are you stirred up about what it is you do for God? Are you stirred up about heaven? I don't know, Brother Allen. The more funerals I go to, the more excited about going to heaven I get. Amen. Heaven just keeps getting sweeter. Ain't some precious, precious people there. Amen. I can't wait to see them again. I bet Brother Jay and Miss Sister Jean Williams had a big reunion. I bet they did. Oh, I guarantee you. You know what we ought to do? We ought to keep each other stirred up. In other words, we ought to encourage one another. "Hey, brother, you doing all right? Can I help you pray about something?" We ought to keep each other excited. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. God dealing with your heart tonight, you just come. Maybe you'd like to pray like David did. Say, "Lord, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Let me get excited again.